You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me on the line, we have Mr. Lake South here. Morena Lake, how are you doing?
Morena, I'm good. Yep, thank you very much. How are you going?
I'm pretty chill, man. I'm real chill. I hear you're working from home today.
I'm working on music today, you know. Sending emails and trying to work out music videos and the tour that's coming up. So not too bad.
Nice. Now, I noticed in all the photos I've seen of you, you have those signature yellow glasses. How many different backups do you have in case that one breaks?
I actually just recently replaced these. They're pretty much the cheapest you can get online. And I got two pairs. I mean, it's real cheap. Yeah, I guess I don't want to give a plug to the store, but the last one's broke.
They're nice looking glasses, man. And, you know, I respect that you don't want to give a plug, because most glass companies are owned by one giant Italian monopoly called Luxottica.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
They make all the glasses from Prada to the ones you'll see on the gas station. I saw that you played at Cuba Duper quite recently. How was that?
It was the Cuba Duper pre-party that we played at.
Oh, nice.
So it was the week before, and they closed off the Cuba Street area. Mm-hmm. And we played in front of the Rogan Vagabond in the park there, and they set up a big stage. It was cool. And it was at about 3 o'clock, so my kid could come down and got to dance with her. Got the wireless guitar, so I can just jump down off the stage and have a dance with my 3-year-old.
Nice. Is that like through Bluetooth or something?
It's not Bluetooth. Is it just radio frequencies?
Oh, whoa.
They're pretty cheap these days. You can get them anywhere for like $100. Mm-hmm. You have to worry about interference sometimes.
I can imagine. I've seen those, I have friends who had those little, like the radio aux cord kind of connector thingies on their car. They were pretty finicky, and they were always subject to interference whenever you're driving through a city. But that's neither here nor there. I want to know what your thoughts are on Auckland. You're originally from Pōneke. The new track is called Auckland, so close to nothing at all. What are your general readings on Auckland as a city?
I lived there in about 2014 for a few years, when I basically have kind of a cycle where I something is missing, so I create some sort of album or create something, and then I put it out, and then I get depressed and something is missing, and then I start the cycle again, and that's kind of the cycle of the artist, I guess. And I was in one of those cycles where I was depressed and didn't have anything on and was about to give up music, so I moved to Tāmaki Makaurau.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually created the Lake South project, because I did have a band called Urban Tramper, which I did for like 10 years, and then I changed the name, did Lake South, and put out a song called Good Keen Man. I guess that was a bit over 10 years ago.
Whoa.
Lived around Dominion Road in Balmoral. Mm-hmm. There's a few of these places mentioned in lyrics of one of my oldest songs, Binge Drinking in D.H. Lawrence. I had a great time there. We lived out the back of one of the dumpling houses, just extractor fans and pigeons. But one of the cheapest flats in the city, so yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of flats, I mean, this track is kind of a
kind of flat.
Wait, what, sorry?
It's kind of flat.
No, there's... yes, no. There's references to raising rents on here. And there's a really awesome final line that says everything is possible. You know, would you say that this track is kind of intended to be a sort of remedy for the nihilism and procrastination we often see when we try to improve our own living conditions and political circumstances?
Everything is hard, and but everything is possible at the same time. Mm-hmm. With the song, it is a kind of jumble of lots of my ideas around activism and friendship and love. But I think the kind of feeling that I'm trying to go for is that we can make a difference, and when we come together, we can do good things when we unite.
Uh-huh.
And I think that kind of energy is you can feel the energy in the song, and like we can stop traffic if we sit down in the middle of the road if we have enough people.
Yep.
We can do that, and we did do that on this particular protest that we're at. And just last week I was sitting in the office of the Minister of Arts and Culture talking on behalf of the Musicians Union of Aotearoa, Etu Musicians Union. Mm-hmm. And if you come together and if you get enough people and you organize, you can actually make a difference. So I think as much as everything is depressing and it's all terrible right now, if we all come together, we can do good shit.
Yeah, we can indeed. And I think the opening and the closing samples on here really reflect that and reinforce this idea about kind of a solidarity, kotahitanga, to improve our situation. Where's that from?
That's Barry Pateman. He's an old anarchist. Lives in Wellington. There's a series of talks on YouTube, if you go Barry Pateman, anarchism, maybe Wellington, and it's actually him talking in an old flat. There used to be an old activist house in Elbersmith Street in Wellington. A lot of anarchists from when I was in my early 20s would know that place. It's recently been, burnt down at some point, and now it's a bunch of townhouses. But it's him giving a talk there.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, I really like the energy on that. It reminded me of a similar kind of thing I saw on another album from Cerebi's new album. Kind of reminded me of that, which is real awesome.
Okay.
I really like the line on the track, "We shook hands as equals, a trick of the light." And are you saying that there was an illusion of being equals with this mysterious figure? Is that the trick of the light? You say you went to Union Street, we shook hands, it was a trick of the light. You know, is there devious people on Union Street?
Union Street, I think it's quite serendipitous that it's actually called Union Street. It is a real street that we did sit on when we were doing those protests, and we shut down those streets. And I think that's just in reference to the different people that go to a protest. And I guess that when you're in situations like that, you are all equal, no matter if you're a student or if you're a champagne or Chardonnay socialist or whatever.
Very, very fair. There's a moment around the 3 minute 20 second mark where the guitar distortion cuts off the bass of the song just at the right time, and it is eerily and powerfully reminiscent of the intro to the TV show Severance. I don't know if you've seen that. Is that a reference at all? At all? Or am I just making weird connections?
Oh, whoa, yeah. Yeah, you're making weird connections. No, I haven't seen Severance. I think I've heard my friends talk about it, but yeah. I think my partner didn't want to watch it, so I can only really watch TV with her.
Fair. Well, I implore you to listen to the intro of that. It only goes for about a minute, and at the very end there's a guitar distortion sequence that sounds exactly the same as the one on Auckland.
Oh, well, sweet. Okay, I'll check that. Yep.
Yeah, it's cracker. So you got a new record coming out in June, which is very exciting. It's called We Live Our Lives on Top of This. Will it be similarly, politically charged, or similarly be designed to ignite hearts and minds, or is it more just a reflection of your general artistry?
I guess it's a reflection of what I've been thinking about over the last few years. It's taken a while to finish. Uh-huh. because of the aforementioned child that
yes.
came into my life.
Yes.
My life. So I guess it's just what I've been thinking about over those two times, you know, a new life and a kind of saying goodbye to an old life, being mm. that kind of free life that you have before you
yeah.
have these lifelong responsibilities. So kind of lamenting that life and looking forward to the new one and being afraid and also at the same time living in a society and being influenced by what's happening around you politically.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things just thrown together and turned into pop music, really.
Yeah, it's awesome, just in a blender. I like the idea of the ruminations on fatherhood and kind of a loss of dependence, but also a gaining so many cool responsibilities that are taxing, but also very worthwhile. And you know, you seem like you're already pretty politically oriented in the past before you had a child. But do you think that now that you've had a child, you're looking forward at what the world might be when they grow up? You know, does that make you more motivated to solve things? Or to be an activist?
I don't think that far ahead, eh? But maybe I should. I'm just thinking about the next year, you know? And even then, you still want to make the place you live in be comfortable and be good for your child. So I don't think we even need to think that far ahead. We just need to think, to the next election. I guess you're always thinking about about everything all at once.
Yeah.
But with fatherhood, I guess I'm just thinking about right now and how to raise my kid and model good behavior.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's easier said than done. Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine it'd be a very difficult task. But you seem like you have your head on straight, so ka pai.
Yeah. Well, mātua kakite.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the program today, and I want to thank you for coming on, and all the best with fatherhood and future music stuff and protest and work, all that good stuff.
Yeah, kia ora rau atu, kia rere ngā mihi, kia koe, o te rā ki ngā tāngata e whakangone.
Kia pai te rā, take care. Alright folks, that was Lake South. We're talking about his new track, Auckland. So close to nothing at all. Let's play it for you right now. Around 10:50-ish, we'll announce the winner of today's giveaway. Stay tuned. Stay blessed.
I would rather be with you and on your side than on their side. And that's what I've chosen. And that's where I'll stay. And I don't really care if you disagree or agree with me. I'm not a propagandist. I'm not a theorist. I'm just an old man who's grown older and tighter. But I'd rather stand here with you than anywhere else. This is my side. This is where I'll stand.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.